Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was a special edition in conjunction with the Big Sky Documentary Film Festival's 10th anniversary and was recorded on February 19th, 2013 at Monk's. This edition of Tell Us Something features six storytellers telling a story based upon the theme 10. This week's story comes to us from Heather Day and is titled Only 10 Minutes. Thank you for listening.
You picked a really eclectic collection of things from my bio. Good job. So, he said it would take about 10 minutes. Or, well, in kind of broken English, he told me that it would take about 10 minutes. So I got on the back of a cab in San Jose, Costa Rica, headed to this hostel that I had very strategically picked out because, number one, I knew they would speak English. Number two, I knew they had a shuttle to the airport in the morning that was predictable because it told me so in English on the website. And number three, because it showed pictures of happy American people at the hostel. I didn't speak Spanish, of course, so I felt very out of place in this beautiful foreign country where I had just spent 5 weeks luxuriating in a yoga retreat where they spoke English. As we hurtled down the highway in the rain, he paused to point out this little coffee plantation on the side of the highway, like it was some tourist attraction, you know, like, oh, this is where the Costa Rican people pick the coffee. And I nodded, like, am I okay? That's a good thing, right? I could see his nervous eyes looking at me in the rearview mirror as we hurtled along the highway, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. We started driving in circles. The little helicopter that hung from the rearview mirror was wagging wildly as we took U-turn after U-turn, and it became pretty clear to me that he had no idea where this hostel was when we stopped to ask a hooker for directions. Eventually, he pulled over to the side of the road and said, "Here's a hotel." It had bars on the windows. It wasn't labeled as a hotel. But at that point, an hour after he had picked me from the airport, telling me that my hostel was 10 minutes away, I was ready to get out of this cab and away from this man. He dropped me and my very American backpack off on the sidewalk. I walked up to the bars on the door and pressed the doorbell. A little woman walked out and welcomed me in, very motherly, probably seeing the panic in my face at realizing that I was no longer in San Jose and actually in another town, somewhere near San Jose, assumedly. She walked me into a little room with peeling blue paint on the walls. A bed that smelled kind of like that musty smell mixed with no-name brand laundry detergent that maybe kind of had washed the threadbare sheets last time she put them in the washing machine. She told me that I could worry about paying for my room in the morning because at that point it was 8 o'clock at night and I was exhausted. I brought the couple of kind of greasy carrots that I had left from my travels, an apple and a very mushed banana, and I locked myself in that room and sat on the floor and stared at the wall and wondered where I was and how I was going to get out of here and to the airport and on a plane and back to the United States the next morning. I slept that night not very soundly. If anyone has been to Central America lately, they have that music everywhere all the time. And apparently wherever I was near some sort of club or something. So I had strange dreams of clubbing all night long. And when I woke up the next morning and went to pay, the woman, again in broken English, informed me that they don't take American debit cards. They don't take American currency. And I had spent my last 40 colones paying the taxi driver who had driven me around in circles for an hour. Now, everywhere else in Costa Rica, again, I don't know if anyone's been there lately, they take American currency and American debit cards because they're like, please, American tourists, come, spend your money here. So she sent me out. I learned that I was in Alajuela, near San Jose somewhere. She sent me out to find money. I had a traveler's check and a debit card and a beautiful, sunny day. The first place I stumbled into was actually a mortgage lender. It looked like a bank, but the kind old man inside, who was about 70 and was the only person there who spoke English, informed me that I needed to go down a couple blocks to where there was actually a bank. So once I got there, after wandering through avocado carts and mango stands and bakeries that smelled like no bakery I had ever smelled before, I joined the bank line. There was one line, from what I could tell, that was for the old men, who all stood with their generous pot bellies overhanging lovely belt buckles that must have been in style, eating these cheesy looking burrito things, tan faces, little crinkly eyes, very happy to be in the bank line on a Thursday morning. The rest of the people lined the perimeter of the courtyard, leaning against the cool stone. The woman over there was touching up her lipstick and her mascara, her little pencil skirt barely allowing her legs to extend beyond here. The woman to my right had brought her daughter, who was pecking away at her little cell phone, and occasionally she sent her off to the fruit stand to get them something to eat. Various and other sundry people collected, just standing in this courtyard of the bank, which doesn't open until 10. I joined them, leaning up against that cool stone, clutching my very American Patagonia messenger bag, feeling like there were giant electric signs on either side of my head, telling them all, she doesn't belong here. I felt myself shrinking, smaller, clutching my messenger bag, trying to blend in and pretend like I knew what I was doing and I knew what was going to happen once those doors opened and we all filed into the bank, the old men first and then the rest of us. I felt scared in a foreign country, traveling by myself. Memories of news stories, of fictional stories, of mobbings and assaults and all those terrible things we hear about those poor little American female travelers who got mugged in Costa Rica. Probably not on the stoop of the bank, but they flashed through my head nonetheless. The words of one of my teachers from that retreat where I had just spent 5 weeks oming and doing downward dog rang through my mind. She said, in those days when you're walking down the streets of a city and everyone is frustrated and hurried and not looking at you like you're a human but merely an obstacle on their way to their next latte, look them all in the face and think to yourself, I am you and you are me. And we are human and we are one. So on the stoop of that bank in Alajuela, Costa Rica, as 10 o'clock rolled near, the old men started looking inside the bank as if they knew what was coming. The lady was still fixing her lipstick. She must have had about 10 coats on by now. I looked around at the faces of each of those people speaking in a language that I didn't understand. So comfortable in that morning sunshine. And I thought, I am you and you are me. And we are humans. I could feel my shoulders dropping. I released the grip on my messenger bag. And I breathed. I didn't realize I hadn't been breathing, but apparently wasn't. And suddenly I could feel that oneness. I could feel that we were all standing on that stoop of the bank because we were all there for a reason on a Thursday morning in Alajuela, Costa Rica. And at 10 in the morning, we were all in that bank line together.
This edition of Tell Us Something is brought to you by the bookstore at the University of Montana, the Big Sky Documentary Film Festival, and Monks. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, staff, and faculty of the University of Montana, as well as the general Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Monks, regularly bringing Missoula great live music. MonksBarMT.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. The Big Sky Documentary Film Festival, bringing amazing documentary films to the Missoula community for 10 years. BigSkyFilmFest.org. Jonathan Marquis, illustrator, artist, and community organizer. JonathanMarquis.com. That's Marquis with a Q. Matt LaRubio, screen printing done right. MLaRubio@gmail.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for funky gifts, cards, and music. Great people, great music. RockinRudy's.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. Find us on twitter.com/PSSTTellUs. And on Facebook and at tellussomething.org. Interested in telling a story? Call 406-203-4683 or email pssttell.us.something@gmail.com to pitch your story. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours?